that final prize giving was a little bit emotional.
Yeah, just a little bit. They're always full of surprises, that lot, and I didn't expect it at all. So it's nice, though. Not many riders get to go out like so, and they're a great bunch of people, and yeah, I miss them.
What was today's race like? Because I'd imagine there was a lot. You were thinking a lot whilst you were going around.
To be honest, I just wanted to get round and not crash. So I was thinking, oh God, imagine crashing and breaking my collarbone right now. Then I'd be like crippled for like 6 weeks, and I'm like, I can't be dealing with that.
So no paid rehab.
No, exactly, as well. And I'd be there lying, thinking, oh no, I can't do nothing. But no, I just wanted to get through it. To be honest, I didn't feel so great at the start, but pushed through that and got to the end, and that's the most important thing. Crossing the line with Laura was, yeah, it was the most special of the race, including yesterday.
Obviously saw you share a nice hug with Laura as you came over the line. What was it like sort of being able to ride side by side with her?
Oh, it was really, really special, you know. We've done everything together. We trained together when we were kids. We grew up in this world. We've always been in the peloton with each other. And yeah, now I'm not going to be there anymore. So I think it's weird for both of us. And yeah, could kind of sense that as well when she started crying as well, that what it meant to everyone for me to say, no, you know, this is my time to go.
When you look back in your career, what will be your particular highlights?
I think the teams that I've ridden for, the riders that I've ridden for, represent England at Commonwealth Games. You know, I'm English through and through. I never see myself as British. So that was special. Beating Mariana in the time trial, you know, not many riders can say, oh, I beat Mariana. So, you know, I can say I did. That was also really nice. But to be honest, just the whole thing. Not many people get the chance to travel the world doing something that they love. So I've got no regrets of it whatsoever. I've enjoyed my time. And I want to say a big thank you to my team, because they've been absolutely fantastic.
Women's road racing has taken sort of a massive boost really since London 2012. Are you happy you're sort of bowing out at a really peak point for the sport?
I think
there's still more to do.
Yeah. No, I think I'm happy where I'm going, you know. To be honest, whether it was going to get it's going to get bigger, and I know that, but I'm not overly fussed in that sense, because I'm satisfied with my decision. You know, this was the perfect time to go. It's the perfect race to leave. And a lot of people say to me, why are you leaving the best team in the world and everything? And I've got no regrets to that, you know. I think my director knew that I was going to make this decision sooner or later, and I'm really happy with that. And I'm happy women's cycling is now at this peak, because it can only get better. But this is one step further than we've been for X amount of years before.